205-273-6763. Experience casual elegance at the Grand Central Hotel and Grill, downtown Cottonwood Falls.
KBOE live and local. Good morning. It is 720, 40 degrees. Wind chill of 31 with the south winds gusting to 28 miles per hour. Well, Chuck,
yes.
You know, St. Patrick's Day and St. Patrick's Day committee activities are nearing.
Absolutely. And to bring up the latest details and talk a little bit more about the St. Patrick's Committee as a whole, we bring in Barb Turnus Lowry to get things rolling this morning.
Barb, hello.
Hey, Barb.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We are in great shape. How are you today?
Well, pretty good. I'm inside so far. So.
Haven't blown away yet.
No, I haven't blown away yet. No. I'm such a fan of wind, too. No.
Well, you guys have got to be pretty much on the cusp of really hitting the fundraising hard for the next couple of months with the annual St. Patrick's Committee activities coming up.
Boy, we are. And I just, you know, every year I say this, but I just can't believe it's that time again. And, you know, as fast as Christmas comes and goes and the new year, and then all of a sudden we're really hit the ground running, and this year is no different. So here we go again.
All right. Well, you always lead things off by coming up with the groups that you plan on funding, you know, for the upcoming year through your outstanding fundraising activities. And how does this selection process work? What is phase one here?
Well, here we are again. You know, we tend to go kind of backwards. We choose who we're going to give money to first, and then we go out and try to raise that money. So the way this works, actually, we're not pulling any punches this year. We're pretty much doing what is tried and true. So we are taking applications now. Our charity selection process has begun. And actually, guys, we're looking at a deadline of Tuesday, January 23rd. So that's just, I guess, a little less than 2 weeks away.
A little less, yeah.
But, yeah, a little less. So about 2 weeks from yesterday, so the 23rd of January, and I have emailed the application form to Chuck, and hoping, you know, you guys, as you always do every year, help us out by putting that up on your webpage, because that's a good, easy place for people to find it. But the charity selection process is actually very easy. It's a very easy one-side, one-page form to fill out. Just ask some information about your organization. And we do, as I say every year too, the St. Patrick's Committee gives primary consideration to organizations who serve the children of Emporia and Lyon County. But we don't discourage anyone from filling out an application. Certainly we'll take a look at it. And we just give primary consideration to those who serve the children. So you can contact me for an application. My number is 343-0745. Or, as I said, you can go online, hopefully within the next day or two, and go to the KVOE webpage and click on that link. And you just fill out the application and return it any way you want, you know, via email or fax or good old-fashioned mail. And we meet on the 24th, which is such a fun evening. We have lots of reading and discussing to do that evening. Anyway, we decide what charities we will decide to sponsor this year, and then they are contacted shortly after that, and then we get busy raising money.
All right. Well, we'll get this up on our website later on today so people can log on to KVOE.com. We'll have the charity selection process form, as Barb mentioned. Pretty easy thing to fill out. So if you have a group specifically that serves children, basically, that's top priority. Make sure you get those in so the St. Patrick's Day Committee in less than 2 weeks can look at that and maybe get you some money. And you, Barb, in the past have, I'll tell you what, raised a lot of money for a lot of great groups, a lot of great organizations.
Well, we have, and we hope to again this year. And, you know, like, pretty much the trend has been that we get more and more applications every year, and we tend to select more and more organizations every year. But that's okay. That's great. We'll consider anyone, and that's our job, is to raise the money, and we love giving it away. And we have, we raise money by the selling of the beads and the T-shirts, and we will have a raffle again this year for some prizes yet to be announced. And we raised lots of money that way. And then, of course, with the Leprechaun Dash, which we will have again this year, and there'll be another pub crawl, I assume. That's kind of in the planning stages. And so just, and then, of course, our auction. We have an auction, and this year that is Friday, February 23rd. Once again, out at Bruff's, we thank them. Well, I don't know if anybody's contacted you yet, Ron, but, you know, we're hoping that you'll be able to help again. And, of course, Swift and Sure Auctions have helped in the past. So we'll have our auction again, and that's where we raise a good portion of our money to award to the organizations. And this year, by the way, this is our 23rd auction and
wow.
the 24th parade. And the really cool thing this year is our Leprechaun Dash and our parade are on St. Patty's Day on Saturday, March 17th.
Perfect.
So, yeah, we always love it when that happens. I think it just doesn't get any better than that. So.
You know, you mentioned here that this has, you know, been going on now for better than two decades, raising just scads of money over the last, you know, two decades here. I guess talk a little bit about the amount of money that's been raised here all told, and really whether you're looking at possibly, you know, upwards of 15 or 20 groups again here this year that you're looking to help out.
Well, yes, thanks. That's a good question. We'll, of course, see how many organizations we have that apply and go from there, and, of course, what their needs are. We have, as you mentioned, and as I said, is kind of the trend, we've been adding more and more organizations because truly what's neat about this is a lot of the organizations, they have varying amounts that they could use. So we get some applications that, you know, they just need a couple or $300 for a specific need that they have, and then others, you know, shoot a little higher. And we don't always fund exactly the whole amount they're asking for either, but it's been nice in the past to take what we have and then distribute it as much as we can. So if I were to guess, yes, I would hope that we have lots of applications, and I would guess that we're going to probably go do what we've been doing in the past. And you ask about money, and in 2017, last year, we gave away $32,163, and that was to 17 organizations. So it's a little scary. It's kind of like having babies, and each one weighs more each time, and you don't know when to stop. So you know, you just keep going.
Okay. Okay. All right.
So it's been bigger and better every year, and we hope to top what we've done in the years past this year.
So we're hoping for a great big baby.
World record baby.
Yeah, I don't really know where that came from. Sorry, I guess, you know, when I had my daughter and the third one, and she was the largest and each one had gotten bigger, it was a good idea to stop. So.
Okay.
but we don't plan to stop. We're going to keep going and raising more and more money every year, hopefully.
Well, I'll tell you what, your group does a great job, and, you know, we like getting the word out about all the groups, and we'll have, you know, you on again when you announce who you're going to be funding, and then we'll get the groups in so they can talk about what they do and what their needs are. So, as always, we appreciate your time, Barb.
Well, thank you, and we really appreciate what KVOE and all you guys do for us, and, you know, we're off and running, and we'll definitely keep you in the loop.
Appreciate it, Barb. Have a great
Thanks,
day.
Barb.
Thanks, you too.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Barb Turnus-Lowry with the St. Patrick's Day Committee fundraising activities about to begin.
Indeed. And again, check KVOE.com later for the application. And if you'd like to